Welcome back to Building the Bakken. I'm your host, Jason Spies. In this week's Business of the Bakken feature, we interview Wayne Sanders, owner of Coach's Choice. And this interview is brought to you by The Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. From photography to project management, The Crude Life. Email sales@thecrudelife.com for more information. And now back to our Business of the Bakken interview. This week's interview, Wayne Sanders, owner of Coach's Choice.
Ran around a lot these days, from apartment to apartment, state to state.
Wayne Sanders, Coach's Choice Corporate and Athletic Apparel.
When you started out doing a lot of the embroidery work,
yep,
and then you transitioned your business model a little bit, kept the name, was there any educational process that had to be done there? In a world today where we're such a soundbite, instant type of society, is it a challenge for you to either educate or re-educate your prospects?
Well, it's the re-education or the education process starts internally with our employees, particularly our salespeople, because as I said at the beginning, we're not running around selling shirts and hats and cups and pens and jackets. Ultimately, those are our tools, but we're a marketing firm. We train our salespeople to go to businesses and talk about their goals and what they're trying to accomplish, because our job, if we do it right, is to help them accomplish their goals. So first of all, we educate our own people. And then secondly, when we approach our clients with that kind of attitude, they're very receptive. I mean, which business wouldn't want to have somebody talk about the success of their business and what tools that we bring to the table to help them? That's worked very well for us because, one, we truly are their partner, and two, it's helped them understand the value of promotional products and corporate apparel. Back to the 30% of your brand and image comes from your corporate apparel. Our clients know we have their best interests at heart. We don't walk in with, we have 50% off in cups today, buy one pen, get one free. That's not the objective. We're a marketing firm, but our tools are corporate apparel and promotional products. So again, the education process started internally. The re-education process, because I think we do it differently than most in our industry, started with our clients, and now after the 8 years that I've been on with Coach's Choice, I'm happy to tell you that that's worked fairly successfully for us.
Are you getting some good business out in the Bakken?
We are. I've been very fortunate because I'm from the western part of the state. I have very strong relationships, but we've had to prove ourselves in that way as well. They're looking for quality. They're looking for service, not unlike any of our other customers. And I think the people in the Bakken, the oil companies in the Bakken, have experienced this onslaught of people wanting to do business with them. In our industry, for example, there are people that have come out of Canada, out of Montana, out of South Dakota, all rushing to be their apparel partner. And like with any business, they have all this coming at them. You're going to do business with people that you know, that you like, and you trust. And all three of those factors have to be in place. And I think that we've done a very good job positioning ourselves to be their provider of choice. We'll be here, we are here today. More importantly, we're going to be here tomorrow to take care of their needs. We've developed a relationship with them. They've come to trust us, and we be sure to always under-promise and over-deliver, and they become used to that. So, yes, we're very fortunate. We're doing a nice business in the Bakken with these energy companies.
You brought up an interesting little nugget there, which was you had some very good relationships in the western part of the state, especially
yes.
If you were in the media in the past.
Yes.
Which is always tough, because if a CEO knows he's going to be solicited, he probably won't return the call as quick if he knows he's going to get an interview. And so you had to obviously be smart about that.
Yeah.
But you had some relationships, and it still took a little time, it sounds like. I hear that quite a bit, that it does take a little bit of time to get some momentum going in the Bakken, because they're being approached by everybody.
Right.
You got to get in the system. There's,
right.
there's protocols you got to go through. Can you speak on that?
You
at
bet.
All?
You bet. See, a lot of the people that we're doing business with today, I didn't know or weren't there when I lived in the western part of the state. So while I have a lot of relationships in the western part of the state, it was as much to do with referral business, that you start small and do work for somebody that you know, and then somebody says, where did you get that? That's really nice. Well, I'm working with, in this case, Coach's Choice and Wayne out of Fargo. So it's been, to start out with, it was referral business, and then getting to know and build these relationships with the people that you didn't know before. But I think that trust level, that they knew you were from the western part of the state, that felt good to them, and that felt like that's a good foundation to build from. And so, yeah, we were very fortunate that way.
Sidebar question, don't have to answer it if you don't like. What do you think of the media's portrayal of the oil boom?
Well, I, in all honesty, I remember being on a golf course with Ron Ness a couple of years ago, and his cell phone rang off the hook, and it was a media, there was an accident in the oil field, and it was a media outlet in the eastern part of the United States that kept calling him, and they were looking for all the negative. They wanted the dirt, and Ron was getting very frustrated. And I said, you know, Ron, I said, this on Ed Bully Pulpit, this particular hole, I can't think of the name of the oil company, but there was an oil well there that they spent millions of dollars burying in the ground so it wouldn't destroy the landscape of the golf course in Medora. I said, there are so many positive things going on, Ron, that unfortunately, the word's not getting out. And I said, I really truly believe that there are good stories out there. You just need to get that information out. And he agreed with that. And so I think that there's been a dissemination of positive stories in the Bakken. And reality is there are some things, Jason, that are going on that are not pleasant.
It's true.
It happens. You can't have good without getting a little bit of bad too, but it's how you handle it. And I think the dissemination of information, both good and bad, you've got to work equally hard to get the good information out, but then be sure to get the truth out for the things that are a challenge. If there's an accident, if there's a fire, be honest and forthwith with that, and I think they have been. So I don't think the media has been unfair. I think what's gone on, I think Ron and his organization have done a very good job disseminating positive information in the media the last couple of years, and I certainly hope that continues, because while it is challenging to see your little hometown.
And that was Wayne Sanders, the owner of Coach's Choice. To listen to the full-length interview or other Business of the Bakken interviews, visit our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. And that interview was brought to you by The Crude Life. When you have a project that requires a crude approach, contact The Crude Life. From photography to project management, The Crude Life. Email sales@thecrudelife.com for more information. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken. Building the Bakken can be heard every week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our radio affiliates, visit our website at buildingthebakken.com. I'd like to remind you, in addition to being the host of Building the Bakken, I'm also a featured writer for a variety of publications across the United States. A couple I'd like to point out is, one, America's Shift to Natural Gas, which is featured in the Bakken Breakout magazine, and From Rail to Barge, How Distribution is Opening Up the Overseas Markets. And that article will be featured in the Oil and Gas Monthly magazine out of Abilene, Texas. Past shows and full-length articles are available at our website at www.buildingthebakken.com. Would also like to remind you that this show is available on iTunes. From the staff at Building the Bakken, we're asking you to make it a safe and sensational day. I'm your host, Jason Spies. Thank you for listening to Building the Bakken.
Falls on foreign ground, and I feel like going back to North Dakota. Take a job and find a wife and finally settle down. But right now I'm addicted to the motion and the freedom that my...
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.